You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This morning I caught up with the Opportunities Party co-deputy leader Jeff Simmons on his priorities for solving the issues of housing and homelessness, both of which he thinks can be addressed with a tax reform and a universal basic income.
Well, changing the tax system is absolutely crucial for a start, and if we did that properly, if we really changed the tax system, we would actually resolve the issues around demand for houses and the supply of houses. So, you know, the big issue in New Zealand, of course, is that we're not using housing as shelter. We're using it as a speculative tool. You know, we're using it as a get rich quick scheme. So our tax reform would effectively, you know, close that loophole around housing, make sure that housing is taxed the same as other assets, and so that New Zealanders no longer put, you know, more of their money into housing than any other country in the world. So our plan there is to slowly introduce that tax reform over sort of 10 to 15 years to hold house prices and rents stable over that time, so we don't collapse the housing market, but we give it time for incomes to catch up so that in 10 to 15 years' time, our housing market will be, affordable again on the international stage. That tax reform will also encourage people who are currently land banking to get on and build houses. So we'll see a supply, an increase in the supply of new houses as well.
Will it get people into affordable homes, though? Just the tax alone?
Yeah, I mean, well, like I said, it'll stop speculation, and it'll encourage speculators to build new houses. So, yes, it will restore housing affordability over time. And you know, let's be honest, that actually none of the other parties' policies, I should say, all of the other parties' policies have been tried overseas in places like the UK and Australia, and those guys, you know, only have a slightly less affordable housing market than we have here. So we're the only party that's really talking about restoring housing affordability, but it will take a few years. And in the meantime, that is why we need to reform the rental sector to make sure that everyone has, the right to long-term tenancies, has the right to a warm, dry home, and that we get our social housing sector up and running.
You're also one of the only parties, though, that's not committing to a figure of affordable homes that will be built. I mean, you talk about long-term solutions. Don't we need a short-term solution as well?
Yeah, I mean, and that's why I'm saying our tax reform policy will get. I mean, the problem with what the Labor and the Greens and New Zealand First are all proposing is that to have affordable housing, you actually need affordable land, because land is the biggest driver of housing costs in the country. And Labor, Greens and New Zealand First haven't explained how they're going to get affordable land to build these houses on. So I just don't believe that they're going to be able to build this level of affordable new housing. Our point is that if we reform the tax system, we will have affordable land to build houses on. And it doesn't matter if the private sector or the public sector are building those houses, as long as they actually get built. The other point with our tax reform is that we already have 180,000 houses in New Zealand that are empty on census night. Now, that some of that might be because their owners are holidaying in Europe at that particular time of year, but a lot of that is because these, rich people own houses and they don't even bother to tenant them because they make more money out of capital gain than they do out of, out of tenancy, rental returns. So, again, our tax reform would actually solve that problem and give people an incentive to use our existing housing stock more effectively. So, absolutely, we see this as, our tax reform would create immediate changes in the affordability of housing, and would restore us to a truly affordable housing sector over a decade.
And when it comes to these kind of wider livability issues, I mean, even something like addressing homelessness, it seems like this is really what your universal basic income is targeted targeted at, right? You're trying to kind of address these all with one band-aid, if you will. I mean, but is that really going to be effective, do you think, on its own?
Well, I mean, we certainly acknowledge the need for more social housing to take care of homelessness. And what we really want to focus on is the community housing sector. So overseas, the community housing sector has been proven to offer a better service than sort of the large governmental provision of social housing. So we really want to get that sector going. We've talked a lot to Community Housing Aotearoa about how to do that, and our policy is based on that conversation. So absolutely, we will need to boost numbers of social housing. But the unconditional basic income is a big part of this too, I agree, because at the moment we have a system. I mean, if you go to any of the homelessness shelters, there's an incredible amount of paperwork that people have to go through just to get the benefits that they're actually entitled to. And if someone's homeless, they don't have an address, they don't have a bank account, they don't have any way of actually getting paid the money that they're owed. And, you know, they have to work with these charity groups who help them get through all of the hoops they have to jump through to actually get the money that they're owed. We want to just give people the money every week, no questions asked, to make the simple the system really simple, and that will, you know, that will help address that problem, along with more social housing.
We're obviously very, very close to the end of this race. Now the Greens get just under 5% in one poll, though, and people are already kind of talking of them being a wasted vote. But if we can talk about your chances, I mean, at 1 or 2%, you're well below that. How can you justify to voters being a safe party vote?
Well, I mean, you can't promise anything in this world. But what we do know from our internal polling is that if everyone who wanted to see Top in Parliament actually voted for Top, then we would be around about that 5% threshold. And there's another 10% of people who are considering voting Top. And in similar surveys, usually around about a quarter of the people that are considering voting for a party do end up voting for them. So actually, if all of that played out, then we would be at, you know, 7.5-8%.
Are we supposed to take that with a grain of salt, you know? I mean, internal polling totaling, what, more than 15% Top could have potentially if these considering voters, you know, went for it. But, I mean, that's so radically different to what we've seen.
Well, I mean, the problem with what we're seeing, and this is the problem with what we're getting in the media too, is that the question that people are asked is, you know, if there was an election tomorrow, who would you vote for? And, you know, what that 2%, you know, that's what we're consistently getting in those polls, aligns very well with the people who in our survey said that they are voting for Top no matter what. So the problem we've got with the rest of the people, and the problem that we've seen with, you know, with the media is very much that we have this kind of self-reinforcing circle where people are worried about a wasted vote and therefore are less likely to vote Top, and therefore we wouldn't make the 5% threshold. But actually what this polling is showing is that if everyone who wanted to see Top in Parliament voted for us, that we would make the 5%. So it's, I would counter you that these polling results are establishing a vicious circle, effectively, which is discouraging people from voting for what they want. And isn't that the purpose of democracy, to actually vote for what you really want? I mean, I think you know, after the election, certainly we need to have a chat about the, you know, the 5% threshold and how that works in our democracy. But regardless, I think you know, right now the evidence is pretty clear that if everyone actually voted for who they wanted to see in Parliament, Top would be there.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.